Across the country, from New York to Wisconsin to Hawaii, COVID cases are rising yet again. Here's Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control.
Right now, over 32% of Americans live in an area with a medium or high COVID-19 community level.
Walensky says in areas where COVID levels are high, people should consider wearing masks in indoor public settings, and government officials should increase access to testing. Meanwhile, the White House restarted its coronavirus briefings yesterday after a six-week break. So let's bring in Dr. Jeffrey Shaman, an epidemiologist at Columbia University. Welcome back, Dr. Shaman. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. Good to be back.
So case levels are high again, particularly in the Northeast. What's the impact? Where do things stand now in terms of level of severe illness, hospitalization, and death?
Well, I think what we're seeing is right now a lot of cases starting to creep up. We've seen a big surge in cases taking place over the last few weeks. It's certainly not as pronounced as what we saw back in January with the first Omicron wave. What we're dealing with now is a subvariant of Omicron. It's probably mostly BA.2.12.1, which is a daughter, a descendant of that first Omicron that emerged in South Africa or Southern Africa and spread across the world. And at this point, it's causing this increase in cases that we're seeing a bit of a slower rate than what we certainly saw in January. We're seeing some upticks in some locations of hospitalizations and not too much movement in deaths in most areas. I think one of the critical issues that's problematic with this is that we have a huge proliferation of home testing and use of home testing. And there are a lot of cases out there that are probably not being reported, more so than what we may have experienced during 2020 and 2021, let's say in the pre-Omicron era. So there's a lot more infection out there. People who may not know that they're infected because they took a home test and maybe they were not positive on it, and they went about their day and they did things. There have been some real changes with the testing and reporting of late, and that, I think, is making it more difficult to get a handle on this virus.
Really interesting, because, of course, more testing has always been a goal, but you're suggesting that with a lot more people testing at home, we may not have the full picture of what's going on.
Right, because it's not reported.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, if somebody takes a home antigen test and they find out they have COVID, they may stay home, but they're not going to let their public health agencies know. It doesn't go through their clinician and it's not reported up to the CDC.
So
one of the other...
Go ahead.
One of the other difficulties is that it appears with Omicron, some of the shedding dynamics, when people are contagious, has shifted. With the original coronavirus that emerged back in late 2019, we tended to see that there was a lot of pre-symptomatic shedding, which made it very difficult to control, and that people peaked with their contagiousness right around the time that their symptoms started to emerge. Some recent analyses and meta-analyses seem to indicate that for the latest Omicron variants, we're really seeing people peak in their shedding 3 to 6 days after their symptoms emerge. And that's resulting in sort of a different profile, what it means given the recommendations for isolating yourself for 5 days, and whether there's a very long tail where some people may shed the virus contagiously for even beyond 10 days.
Mm. Doctor, we heard Rochelle Walensky recommending mask wearing in areas with high numbers of infections. Do you agree with that guidance? Does that make sense right now?
Absolutely. Masking is a really important means of protecting yourself personally and those around you. It really does provide a mechanical barrier that will limit the amount of viruses that are spread from a contagious person to another person.
We've seen a lot of surges throughout the last couple of years of the pandemic. Right now, we're at a point where most masking requirements across the country have been lifted. About 2/3 of the population is fully vaccinated. Lots of people have gotten COVID. We also have some effective treatments. Can you sort of talk about where we are? Are we in a better place than we were, for instance, I don't know, 2 surges ago, 3 surges ago? Pick your point.
I would say that we are in a better place, but unfortunately, we need to continue to be more vigilant than we have been. I think there is understandably a lot of fatigue across the nation in having to deal with this virus, having to disrupt the way we do things, limit mass gatherings, going to concerts, sporting events, celebrations, etc. And putting on masks is something that has obviously been politicized and it's not everybody's cup of tea. But this virus is not going away. What is clearly evident now is that the virus for the immediate future is not going to be this thing that just dissipates and maybe is a once-a-year phenomenon in the wintertime, that there are enough highly contagious variants that are emerging and sub-variants that are emerging that are capable of infecting people who've been infected previously or vaccinated or boosted, that it's disrupting people, it's causing cases, it's putting the immunocompromised at risk, and it's resulting maybe more principally in lost work time than in hospitalizations and deaths, but it's still coming with a real economic and public health burden.
All right. Well, that's Dr. Jeffrey Shaiman, an epidemiologist at Columbia University. Dr. Shaiman, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.